The Paul W. Smith Show at 6. The Pre-W. Smith Show now. 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. You know, every now and then, people emerge in our community that you just, you look at and say, God, those guys are going to be successful. And a couple of guys are just that. They have a startup company here in our region, not only a really cool company in its own right, one to watch, one I know is going to go places. Guys driving it, Todd Sullivan, CEO and founder of the company. Brian Dukes leads the marketing for the company. These guys are leading this great startup and providing an amazing service, one that's really needed to our community here. And that is to help entrepreneurs who have started a company and it's reached a point of maturation in its evolution and a point of success where it's worthy of acquisition interest by other, let's say, bigger enterprise that want to acquire the company either for strategic or financial reasons or both, perhaps. And one of the big challenges is entrepreneurs know their business. They know how to start it, how to drive it. Those that get to this point anyway, prove that they know what they're doing, except they have very little experience when it comes to hiring an investment banker and getting through the M&A process, merger and acquisition process. Having a successful exit depends heavily on the M&A executive and the M&A professional who you pick to represent your company. And ExitWise is the name of this startup led by Todd and Brian, and their company is destined, it's designed to help entrepreneurs make sure they get connected to the right M&A executive or executives, the right firm, so that they get their optimal exit event, which is so critical. They're worthy. They've gotten to this point. You don't want to leave anything on the table. Well, ExitWise is going to help entrepreneurs optimize their exit opportunities. And we've got these guys right here. Todd, tell us about your new company.
Thanks for having us, Jeff. This is great.
I happen to have had in the past and still do have need, fortunately, for the kinds of people you bring to bear to help with a good exit event. Tell us about the business. Tell us who you serve.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on. So ExitWise, today we're the leading platform for business owners to create the best possible team of industry-specialized M&A or mergers and acquisitions experts to maximize their outcome, the sale of their business. So that's what we do.
Right. And, you know, when you talk to entrepreneurs about maybe a business plan or angel investing, they might know something about maybe venture capital. You start talking M&A, that's something we don't think about a lot because, first of all, few of us get there, but those who do, it's just as critical and fundamental as any other part of the continuum that's got to be filled the right way. First, why do we need your service? What's the problem?
Well, I mean, you really just outlined it right there. We spend, as fellow entrepreneurs, we spend our lives building businesses, and we have never, in most cases, have never sold a business before. We're incredibly positive people. We're hardworking people. Sometimes we think, oh, I got this. I can make this happen. But the reality is you need real, real professionals. We equate selling a business very much to somebody that might need a brain surgery. You don't go and do this yourself. You don't even call your family doctor. You find the best possible neurosurgeon that you can to perform that surgery. And that's what business owners really need at that end of that entrepreneurial journey, is that real professional guidance to maximize the outcome.
Yeah, and professional, but I think where you guys go with this is it's beyond professional. Of course, that's fundamental, but beyond professional. And it's hard enough getting to that point where you find a professional to represent you. But more than that, it's the person who specializes in the area in which you're operating and seeking acquirers, right? I mean, there are certain people with certain Rolodexes, if you will, stronger than others, contacts, ready-made, at the ready. And then have an understanding of the kinds of deals, the multiples involved, what's customary and traditional, and it's different by vertical, right?
You've hit on it. The path to founding a business, to being a creator of businesses, is a really unique path. And then to find somebody who's done it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, it happens even less. And as we think about that path, when it's your first time selling that business, you truly don't know what that path looks like, the questions you should be asking. And to your point, Jeff, trying to find the right person to help you go through that process is super, super important. We talked about alignment of incentives a little bit earlier. And you think about the generalist, it's not that they won't get a deal done, but the fee structure, you know, we talk about founders counting pennies, and I totally understand that. But when you're looking at a generalist, a lot of times those aligned incentives are just getting any deal, right? I'll take right. any deal I can get right. because that banker may not have the network. They don't necessarily know the buyers. They're asking the founders themselves, who's your competition? Who should I call? Whereas maybe the fee structure is different, more or less expensive with the specialist, but the aligned incentive is that the deal is just going to be different. And when you talk about finding the right buyers, knowing the right buyers, and then creating that dynamic of competition in the bidding process, the deal is just going to be completely different. So, you know, we hear a lot about, well, you know, I can create aligned incentives with my local generalist. Well, yeah, you can, but the deals that they're talking about are just completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Super important and super hard. How do I find them? Let's talk about this. How did I find it before you guys came along?
Yep. And this was a complete surprise to me, right? So I've built and sold 4 businesses and I've used an M&A specialist to sell one of them. And to find that person, I asked our accountant, our lawyer, a private wealth manager, and everybody recommends the person that is next door, somebody that's local. And so what you get is a generalist investment banker who says that they have a very special process to sell a business. And what you find is the process is not important. The relationships with buyers is what's critically important. And the understanding of your business, how does your business match a very specific buyer? Because if you can find that match, you can model that match, you can drive an enormous outcome, much higher than what a generalist investment banker is going to do. So yeah, we were very surprised to find that that is the actual case and that founders go in and they take the recommendation to call the local guy and that local guy is not going to perform the way an industry specialized person somewhere around the world is going to perform.
Yeah. Or at best, even if it were to go beyond the local area, it's still word of mouth. It's just like, absolutely. Well, my cousin Joe or my friend had a company that exited in Cleveland and, you know, this guy, and you know, and of course, personal recommendation is good. But like I said, you really have to know who specializes in what. You've got to have the right matchup here. Tell us what an investment banker does and tell us what the relationship looks like, typically.
Sure. And I want to just further point out in finding that specialist, the ability to actually get a deal done, never mind the top deal, your percentages are so much higher. So the failure rate with a generalist investment bank, it's totally unacceptable. So what an investment banker really does is they're trying to understand kind of the financials of the business, all of the assets from intellectual property to the team that you might have, and package that in a most favorable way to a set of buyers. The best investment bankers will target buyers very specifically and say, this is what you can really leverage in this particular company. It's not just some multiple of EBITDA or multiple of revenue or ARR. There's something highly, highly strategic here. And so it is that investment banker's job to paint that picture, but really present the business in a way that buyers understand and want to see the business. It moves emotion in his finance and strategy.
Yeah, and the more that investment banker understands, obviously, not only your business, but the vertical in which you're operating and can cite other examples and precedent of deals that have gone out for really exciting multiples and rely on those things as benchmarks to be able to then, as you say, package your business and the opportunity for someone to acquire it, make it compelling.
Correct. And one of the things that we do is we help our fellow founders identify the best bankers, but we also negotiate on their behalf, right? So when we're bringing the best investment banker in the world to a situation, it's not about trying to cut their fees. It's about creating even more alignment to say, how do we hit this grand slam and everybody be happy?
All right, guys, we really appreciate it. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Todd Sullivan and Brian Dukes, they're the founders and leaders of a hot new startup known as ExitWise. They're based right here in our region. Remember the name of this one? Looking into my crystal ball, I see very good things ahead for these guys and the company they now lead. We're headed to a quick break. Stick with us right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.